Thank you for calling Local Flash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Yes, I was trying to speak to a case manager or manager.
All right. I sure can check on our manager's availability. Can you provide me with your first and last name for me to pull up the account?
First name Bruce, last name Carl.
Thank you so much. Please allow me a moment while I pull up the account. And while I'm pulling up the account, Bruce, may I know the reason why you wanted to speak to a manager?
I just wanted to talk to him about the account or her. That's all.
All right. Please allow me a moment here.
Okay.
Mark right at the stop.
At the stop sign, turn right onto North Pinesville. And about 1 mile, turn left onto Pinesville Road.
Please do bear with me for a bit more, Bruce. I'm still trying to check on our manager's availability, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I hope we're current.
Okay. way over here. Come out here, add more. That's it really is. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Well.
For that city bound, you safe.
Alright, hello, Bree.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I apologize for the wait. At the same time, thank you so much for waiting on the line. Now, our manager is not available at the moment, but I sure can have our manager to give you a call back instead. Will this be a good callback number?
Yes, I asked some people last week if they could get a manager to call me. And this is another week. I mean, maybe two. I don't know. So it would really help me if somebody that is in leadership there would just call. Let me talk to them. I know y'all are doing all you can, but I'd like to talk to one. So if we could put a note, this is my second request to talk to a manager. And
yeah,
I've been waiting for about a week. So put that in the notes. And, yes, this is a good callback number, okay? I would love a time schedule because if I'm busy, I'll miss them. It'll be 2-3 more weeks.
I apologize here about that. But what will be the best time for a callback?
I don't know. I would let, and to know his schedule or her schedule, to know, I mean, I can make time if you, you know, email me just at what time when you get an appointment set. I would be able to stop what I'm doing and talk if I have heads up.
Got it. All right. Well, I sure can track on having you notified before the call so that you will be, you will be able to get on the phone as well. And for the meantime, will there be anything else that I can assist you with? Do you maybe have any other questions?
Well, I feel like the payment should be deferred because it's just a lot of stuff that's not even like, do they even have my, what was that over there? They were supposed to straighten out on that thing. They had
the
number.
Phone number on MapQuest.
Well, my phone number on MapQuest. Did they ever change that?
I'm sorry, what was?
The phone number on MapQuest. They don't have the area code. For Cox.
And to confirm, it is on MapQuest?
It is. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me go ahead and check.
Did she say there's a firm number on that?
No, hold on. There's a confirm. You want to go by Walmart first or you want to go home? Probably need to go home because you ain't got that much time to get with you. So I'll just cut the back way up here.
Please bear with me for a bit more while I check, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
about 2 miles. Turn left on the Royal Avenue.
And if I may ask, should this be the same phone number that should be on your MapQuest?
Tell me what the number you see up there.
All right, I'm still trying to verify and check. Please do bear with me for a bit more, okay? All right, so phone number on MapQuest is 850-530-1678.
Well, MapQuest is supposed to be 205-441-8966.
Which one are you looking up, ma'am?
For Cost Candyman?
Look up Cost Candyman.
I'm supposed to be 205.
Give me just a second so I can look at it.
Okay, sure.
My wife will pull it up on her phone.
All right.
I
said it's
not pulling up because where we are.
Which one did you look up, ma'am?
I apologize. That was, I'm sorry, the business name shown here is Nathaniel Handyman. And
okay.
It shows a phone number.
My apologies. We're talking about Cox, the one we were just forming, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that. That one's right. Okay, that's fine. That's what we wanted on that thing. That's our number we use up there.
All right.
All right. I was talking about Cox.
All right. Let me just check on that here.
Apologize about that.
I'm sorry. But let me go ahead and verify really quick.
And on our website, it needs to say expert handyman services in the whole of Florida. It says in Birmingham, Alabama, for the repairs and renovations.
So you can give this to a teller what you see. Don't do a lot of talking.
How you doing? I see an advertisement on the website, and it says for
Which website?
On the Cox Handyman Services website. It says for expert repairs and renovations, call in Bay Minette. Call 205-441-8976. It's just saying Pensacola, Florida.
And surrounding counties.
And surrounding counties.
Got it. Let me check on the website as well.
That's kind of why I wanted to talk to a manager because it seems to be that I don't know whether I'm being heard or people are mad with me because I want my business right. This is how I take care of myself. So it gets very personal because I'm going to be retiring soon, and I wanted to have a good life, and I built my businesses according to that. It's just not working at all trying to get y'all to do what y'all need to do.
That's
I need somebody to look at it that can see that all I want is what I want. I don't want I don't want things to be reading Bay Minette, and there's still, you know, at some reason that looked like, I don't know what it is, because y'all just want to keep me where I was. I've rented properties. I got to pay rent now coming up. I did everything I could do to have made sure that I had an address before y'all even let me do any advertising. I've done all I can do to be right. I'm insured. I got good reviews, and all I want is this little stuff like to read my stuff, and it say Pensacola, surrounding counties. I moved the business from Alabama, Bay Minette, to Pensacola area, surrounding counties. I would hope that would be very simple, but it turned out to be something that's very hard. Not for me, but for y'all to understand what I'm saying. And that really hurts because I know that it's easy. He's moving from Bay Minette to Pensacola, and he's wanting to service around the county. So enough of that. Let me get back to business. What else you got?
On MapQuest, it says Bay Minette, Alabama as well.
What's the number?
It has the right phone number now, but on MapQuest it's saying Bay Minette, Alabama.
Tell us so they can get there.
In MapQuest, you guys have in the description and the address Bay Minette, Alabama. It needs to say Pensacola, Florida, and surrounding city.
Got it. Let me go ahead and check. I was able to find where you requested to update the MapQuest, but let me go ahead and check further regarding to the information on it.
It's been good talk to managers so we can find out what's wrong, because I don't understand how this could be so hard. It's really simple. That really it makes me scratch my head. I'm like, oh, did I say something wrong, or did I do something wrong? Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff. This month, like I said when I first started, this month's payment, I'm asking that it be waived because a lot of stuff that y'all procrastinating on and getting wrong, you know, if I go in a house and I paint a woman's wall wrong color, I can't charge her for that. That's my fault. The same thing, y'all, that stuff there, if it was right, I don't care about pay. I will pay y'all, be glad, and I want to pay y'all. I'm going to pay y'all. I like paying people that help me grow my business. I really get a thrill out of that. But what I don't like is how it's being hurt. It's being delayed. It's hurting my profit margin. It's putting me having to get on the phone and be upset, which I shouldn't even have to for people that are business minded people that know. All Mr. Cox wants is nothing complicated. I was told last year, some 2 years ago, I said, you need an address. Google won't go there for. I did that. I did everything that Splash has told me. I've got an address. I legitimately pay rent. My rent's due tonight, next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to pay that and also make sure I pay y'all. And every time I look, it's something screwed up, and it really hurts because, I mean, at some point, all I want is anything I read to have my right phone numbers on it. Let me take a deep breath. My right phone numbers, my right location, and we would be done even talking until I make the payment. What else did you see?
I told him.
So could you look up some stuff and like just start with one thing at a time? At this point, we should be dealing with nothing almost. Because I've called in 4 or 5 times just to get a few things straight. I talked to him about that MapQuest 2 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
last week, uh-huh. and this week. And it's, and I want to apologize if I've offended anybody in there. You have to understand, I have a wife and a baby, and I've got a mortgage to pay.
Right.
And all of this is coming from my business, and it hurts, and it actually scares me when I think something might be screwed up so bad I can't even run my business no more, which I built. Because I ain't even got to Nathaniel. It's screwed up, too. Should have never been touched.
And they put cops handing in a lawn care on MapQuest
mm-hmm.
in Bay Minette at 18798. That's our pictures. We gave the splash.
Just take your time and tell.
We submitted pictures and things to splash, and they have us under Cox Handyman and Lawn Care Service in Bay Minette, Alabama. It has the incorrect address, and we need that to say Pensacola, Florida.
Somebody in there mad with me.
All right. So in regards to the Cox Handyman MapQuest, our team was not able to claim the MapQuest for Cox Handyman. It's because when we try to claim this listing, it is taking our team to the Yext platform. So our team is currently working on claiming your MapQuest for Cox Handyman so that after we get it claimed, we should then be able to have it updated. And I sure can follow up with our team on this.
Yeah, if they could get it, and I understand some things take mm-hmm. time. If they could get it where my phone numbers read right.
All right, but yes,
did they have
just
the right phone number up there? Hold on, man. I'm gonna listen, but just give me a second. Please
okay.
bear with me.
Sure.
Did the phone number read right in there? All right, is it that 205 number? All right, so they got to change what, the address?
There's two of them they have up there.
Two what?
Businesses. They got Cox Handyman and Loan Care Service, and then they got Cox Handyman.
I don't run Cox Handyman and Loan Service no more. What's going on in there? I don't.
And that's your reviews up there.
Yeah, it should. Y'all mixing an old business up with a new business. That business was run in Birmingham. I've never had a Cox Handyman and Lawn Care, and if I did, I changed the name 2 years ago, at least or more, probably more now. So Cox Handyman, I've said this at least 10 times, my business name is Cox Handyman Service. The other
right.
one is Nathaniel Handyman. Go ahead. Hold
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Tell them why you're saying that. Let me show you.
I'm saying that because you guys have Cox Handyman and Lawn Care on MapQuest as well, and it's going right up the street from my address with all of our pictures and phone number and information.
So
and old reviews for Cox Handyman and Lawn Care that aren't relevant to our business now from my business in Birmingham.
So I've had other businesses in other states, and they grab something from Birmingham, which is 400 miles from here, and put it up there with this business. The only business I've had that I care about since the day one from Splash, anything I built then I would care because it's getting so it's about 6 or 7 years or however long. So I built a good portfolio. The 6 or 7 years with Splash, whatever I've done then, whatever I've downloaded. But Cox handyman and lawn care is not relevant to this business. It's a different business in a different place. Cox Handyman Service, however, is the one that I want to be, you know, on the platform in Pensacola, and I want the reviews and everything, anything that go with it. Father, give it to me, Lord. I don't want, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. You're going to help me today. I don't want the wrong address up there, because what it does, I spend more time. See, that's why I'm saying I need an amount of money took off, because as long as it's hurting me and not y'all at all, it's just like I'm paying for people. I can't go in nobody's house and fudge it up and expect them to keep making payments until I get it straight. Then they resume. So I'm asking for a deferment of next month payment.
This month payment.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you see what I'm saying about they have it where they got Baymanette address on? And I know, I think you just said y'all got to get that time to get that straight, correct?
Right, that is correct. Now, rest assured, right, though, I was able to see the Cox Handyman and Lawn Care Service profile on MapQuest, and this may be something that had been created before you had local flash, but rest assured, there was no other MapQuest profile that we created, and we're just working on claiming the Cox Handyman MapQuest profile.
But it has pictures we didn't have until we gave them to Splash.
Explain that to them.
It has pictures on it that we only submitted to Splash that we didn't even, that didn't even exist before we started dealing with Splash.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they got confused, ma'am. We know the more we debate, the more confusion goes on, and the less people are going to be motivated to even fix their account right. I'm only going to deal with stuff that's legitimate so I can get this behind me. I'm tired of it. If, ma'am, if I tell you that I don't get off, I've been a supervisor for almost 40 years. And I don't even get aggravated dealing with people no more, because I know people. But what I'm getting at, Splash did that. They got it pajamaed up, messed up. And I need it corrected where that Cox Handyman and Lawn Care Service is nowhere in the scheme of anything, and I need the address in the right place, the service area in the right place, because it's like soliciting where I've left. I paid to leave. I would like to leave. I've done all I can to build my business so I can go and get another business in Pensacola. So if everybody could understand, I'm not doing any business in Alabama. I'm only dealing with Pensacola and surrounding counties. So if we could get that understood, we would know that should never be put on anything. These old businesses that I've had in Birmingham years ago, if they look up on the location, because it is on the website, they would see that is a old business. In 2007 or 5 or whenever I was running it up there before I moved, and it was successful as well. And so this is, like that should show them also, this is not a new rodeo for me opening businesses, starting them in advertising, so I deal with advertising companies before. So I would like to deal with Nathaniel. Nathaniel, if once again, shouldn't have never been touched. And now I can't get into my online listen to the doctor on anything. And then the bad thing about it, Cox itself has never even been verified, because I tried to get ready to do Google Ads, and they stopped me and said, we have to verify. Now, do not take notes on this one. Don't touch Cox. They're verifying it. I've talked with Google. They're verifying it. It's going to take 5 days for them to verify it. Last time, Splash took care of all that, and it went through. All right. I'm verifying it. Okay, Cox will be verified in about 4 more days, and I can start doing Google Ads. So please don't let them touch anything more, because Google going to get aggravated with me and won't even mess with my business.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right, I'll definitely take note of that.
Yeah, Cox is up there, and I just need anything. Is anything up there we need to change on Cox?
Just the MapQuest.
Just the MapQuest is all we need there on Cox, handyman service. Nathaniel, did you ever hear anything from Google about getting that straight?
All right.
You don't know what I'm talking about, dude.
I'm so sorry. I'm actually on your profile right now, and we still haven't gotten a response from Google, although I can go ahead and check again with our Google team to see if we're able to receive a response from Google in regards to the request for a live video verification.
We already did video verification. We don't need a request for another verification for Cox.
Not Cox. We're dealing with Nathaniel.
Right. Only for Nathaniel Handyman.
Don't go in front of me because it's going to cause more confusion. We got enough going on. All right. So what do... Let's try another week and a half, and then I'm going to try to not necessarily take the case over, but I'm going to try to do some stuff I know to do because I've been doing this a long time with Google. I'm not getting y'all out of the loop, but, it doesn't take that long for Google to respond if they're going to respond. I don't even know if the people there at Splash even emailed them or said nothing. It's like I'm a... pain, but ma'am, I'm not making no threats. That's a promise.
I'm sorry, the line's cutting.
Because I don't like going to court. I said, if y'all don't get this straight, I'm gonna sue the hell out of you. I'm begging because I don't like going to court. I don't sue nobody. I ain't sued a person in 40 years. I don't sue people. We work through problems and then we're done. That shouldn't have never been touched. The woman that said she was going to handle it, Nina, ducked to the side after she ran it. If she was woman enough to run that, she should have had what you call character say, I made a mistake, Mr. Cox, considering she may have hurt somebody's business. Okay. I won't, that's why I need to talk to the manager. This is getting serious because...
Right.
I don't want to keep going around in a circle explaining stuff each time I talk to them. And I've talked to 5 or 6 associates. You guys take notes, and I'm not trying. I want to be very, real soft because I don't want to seem like I'm an asshole. I deal with enough bosses. Nasty shit. I'm not trying to be like that. I won't be like that. I will say this. It doesn't take that much to change stuff, numbers. If y'all specialize in what you do and you do, you got to put in requests. You got to wait for them to email you back. But we going into a whole month of not even getting things listed right. I told them I didn't want to do nothing with Yelp. Now they got me on putting something on Yelp. And so I'm trying to figure, I said, do they hear or can they? Because that would have saved them some time and they could have been working because Yelp and me done did business. They don't do good business as Google do. Google gets me to the customers. I'm only going to use what works. I'll pay Google. And I have to pause my leads. And I done proved this because Nathaniel has grown strong and big, and it was just established last year in that area through you guys getting that advertisement in. So, Yelp charge about almost what Google charge, and they do not get the same job done. I said that, when we first started out, I don't know whether people in the office were handyman is just a little nothing. I can be a little nothing, but guess what? I earn enough to take care of my family and pay people. I just like it done. Talk to me and see what I'm saying. And if take a note, say Mr. Cox won't, Bay Manette took off that. 2 weeks later, I should be coming back. You got to talk to your team because it's in maps. If y'all can't get it, get that off, take and drop it. Kill the profile. I don't want nothing up there. In Bay Manette. And when I say that,
I'm not a man. I don't go around threatening nobody, acting crazy like that. My customers tell me that, and I'm like, you don't scare me because I've been to court before. But what I'm trying to do is show you this is dealing with something. When I first started, my livelihood was low. I had just got here. I have built a strong business in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all did so good on that thing. I'm just proud of how y'all did. That man that handled it, and he told me several things to do. It was done in less than 30 days, Nathaniel. That's a brand new business that never been in Pensacola. This one here, it's like, I don't know what it's like. It's like everybody there is frustrated. Whatever it is, I don't know and don't really care. All I want is what the things I'm asking for, because that's what's going to get me successful enough to open these other businesses. You know, I've done all this many years, so I know what I'm doing. I know that it needs to be edited. Now, what's going on? If Nathaniel cannot, what do we do to get Nathaniel back where I can get in there? I know you got to talk to Google. What do we do if Google's not open?
All right. Well, as far as...
I ain't got nothing to say. I asked you a question. I don't want you to think you got a fool on the phone. I'm not an angry fool. I'm very disappointed. It's like if I got a brick mason, certain things I don't feel I even had to say to him because I hired him to take that from me, that burden. It's almost like I'm managing y'all to do your job. That hurts because I would have did it got somebody, you know, I want y'all to take it over. That's what y'all specialize in. And get me back where I can get in my account on Google. Don't play with it. Don't procrastinate. And I know it takes the time it takes. One thing dealing with people, you learn patience because some people want you to speed up and they ain't doing their job. Cox need to be verified the other day. Y'all don't even know it. We went over there. Nina told me Cox was verified. Back to the property. Refilmed everything. Took this and... But get them even started because they ain't going to let me do nothing on my leads until I get it verified. And I was under the assumption that we didn't need to do anything else because she told me. Now, I don't mind challenging a manager to pull up the tapes, pull up the videos. If I'm somebody mean and stupid and nasty, Nina, whatever her name is, Anana told me it was need to do nothing else. Now, if it's recorded for me, it's also recorded for you. So if I'm somebody not saying the truth, then it won't be on the tape unless somebody edited it. Then she got so she didn't talk to me no more after she said that because she lied. I don't like that, so I'm going to leave that alone. That's neither here nor there. I need Nathaniel straight, and I need Cox straight. All right. I'm already calling attorneys. If this don't get straight, I'll be in y'all county because it's not necessary. And I'm not making threats. What I'm saying to avoid any legal actions, calling straight. So whatever they're doing in that back room, it's a simple pen. Get a manager on the phone or you take notes. Say, what does Mr. Cox want so I can get him pleased? Nothing right. Around Bay Minette. Don't say nothing about Bay Minette. That's Pensacola and surrounding counties. That's a check. You do that, I'm a happy jaybird. Secondly, get it where my wife can manage that account with that thing because they had no business being touched. I'm a happy count. I got better things to do than me setting up paying a lawyer or whatever I got to do to fight. I don't want to fight. I want to win, and I want y'all to win because I got more advertising. Fighting, everybody lose. I'm not one of them that want to fight. I fight when I have to because I ain't going to let y'all take me under. And that's what's happening when that thing shut up like that. And that's how I'm paying everybody. I got truck notes. I got mortgages. I got people I pay. And I don't even know if I can get leads. I just cut my leads on because it's so messed up. And my leads, what built Nathaniel so fast, my leads are what going to build Cox. And nobody going to notice Cox on the back page. Google Leads, and I can't get Google Leads so I get it verified. So what I'm asking is, can we get a payment deferred? This type of stuff should have been talked to a boss. Nobody is saying they're getting ready to do anything. But what I'm saying, if it got straight, it's going to be, it's going to be a mad. It's sad that I had to come here. I thought we were dealing on a different level. Business is business. Give me what I want, and I'm going to pay y'all and be happy. I want y'all to get 12 months before I start seeing him on my website. At least. They only asked me splash for 3 months. So if you get it straight, we got 12 months.
This call will be recorded.
Excuse me. Let me take that off to let
this
you know.
This call is no longer. Okay.
Because I'm not trying. I'm not doing that today. I'm talking today. But somebody would get with the people in the back room. And first of all, get honest with yourself. It was touched, Nathaniel. And now that needs to be corrected. I would tell you some stuff to do, but if you do it and you ain't got your stuff together, Google gonna block us out, period, permanently. You see?
All right.
I know what to do. But you got, when you come to them, you can't call me at the last minute, because I could be in New Orleans and you want me to run to a property that I might be 3-4 hours, because I go other places and work and do things. So I can verify it because I work right now every day there in Pensacola. But I just need a little heads up, like the day before or that evening, to give me time to, you know, make sure I ain't got a bunch of trash on the truck and I got my tools where you can video it.
Uh-huh. All right. And I'm so sorry to cut you off. So I was actually checking with our team, and I just got an update that live video verification should now be available for Nathaniel Handyman.
Okay. So that means I can go tomorrow.
That is correct. And the live video verification will be with a live Google representative.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
So you guys have to email me or fax me, text me the number. Do they open at 9? I can be at the property 9 hour time in the morning. Call them at 9 prompt. So that we don't miss each other. I don't call them. I mean, is that going to be too early? Because is Google on the same time? I don't know.
Let me just verify that for you just really quick here.
Ready to go, Jazz? Get the mail in there.
You got it? Let's get out of here.
All right. So for Google, they should be available for live video verification. They should be available Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. From 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
9:30?
Yes.
Okay. So 9:30 tomorrow. And I'll be there at 9:30, and I'll start calling to film a live video with them then. I have my lease.
Bruce Paul.
My tools. Everything on the truck, excuse me, I'm sorry, that I need. And we'll do that video then. That's what I want to hear. Things getting back in order. That's all I want. I don't have time to be fighting. I got other stuff I want to do business-wise with y'all other than I got to get destined next year. And so
closest to that.
That's what I'm after, because that's just foolishness, and nobody wins, like I say. That sounds good. So we'll be there at 9:30 tomorrow morning, okay?
All right.
And, yeah, I know it takes time on the other because it's, you know, you got to go to your team, and your team got to get with the people,
and everything's got to happen. So we've got time on that. That's good. Did we give her anything on Cox that she need to correct? So look up there. Something that, did you take a note about Cox?
Yes, I was able to take note of it. At the same time, I was also checking with our team regarding the map quest for Cox Handyman. So our team is actually not able to claim the profiles from MapQuest, although what we can
shut
do is to have you on Apple Maps.
Good. Shut it down. I'm not tripping. I just don't want false advertising up there for somebody to be calling me from BabyNet. When I'm through with that, I'm doing something different. Shut it down. That'll make me happy, too. Delete it all the way off the Internet. And if you talk to me, I'll tell you what I want, and you'll hear me say this time next year, this business is going good to Cox.
All right. I understand. And I understand how important this is for you, for sure. Now, our team should be able to email support for MapQuest in regards to these profiles instead.
And anything y'all are able to get straight, delete me off of, what's the name of that place? Was it a Yelp? I don't want nothing to do with Yelp. I don't want it up there free. Yelp was getting money, asking for donations off my stuff. And then I ain't gave nobody authorization. And plus, they cost more.
Website for Cox Handyman?
Hold on. Just keep that thought. I want nothing to do with Yelp. That don't mean Yelp ain't a good company for somebody, just not for Cox or Nathaniel. I do better with the horse's mouth, Google itself. And I'm going to go where the money is. And they get me in front of clients. They get me, and y'all too. Y'all send me a lot of leads. Y'all send me a lot of leads that pay off. And y'all don't know if y'all know y'all do it. So I got to give y'all grace and kudos and thanks there. And I don't give y'all nothing for that. That's an extra service to say thank you, I guess, for the business. And I don't know if y'all know you do it. I know they come into my website, but I don't see them a lot of times. And y'all send it with saying splash, and then boom, I got that customer. I had one spend about $10,000, $15,000 just recently that y'all sent. So that's a good thing dealing with local splash. That's not a bad, that's wonderful. Now, we can get this stuff organized where it ain't jackleg and like you don't care. We'll have a great business. Y'all have a great business because it's really helped me. Hold on. It would really help me, and I don't want nobody to think I'm crazy. I know that I've been helped here, but I need it where it's done excellent. Things are misprinted and not right. I can't do no business like that because my vision should be focused. I'm focused on film schools and surrounding areas, and then I'll do what I need to grow it. And something else you were trying to say, ma'am, my wife got something to say on something she sees, and what else? I'm listening. Or did you leak? Did the phone cut off?
Hello?
You got me on mute? Yeah. Anything else you're trying to say, ma'am?
So, as I have mentioned regarding the MapQuest, our team will try to contact support through email in regards to both profiles, and then we can go from there, see what MapQuest's response will be. And then regarding the Yelp page for Cox Handyman and Lawn Care Services, I will also try to have our team claim that Yelp page and then see about having it removed. I will definitely submit the request today.
That'll save them some time because it doesn't even work for me. Facebook don't work for me. And I'm making money off the stuff that we're doing. I've got a few calls on this Okay.
Your website says Baldwin County.
Okay. Let my wife tell you what else she sees.
On our website where it says flexible availability, on Cox Handyman Services.
Okay, tell them what you see.
It says Cox Handyman in Baldwin County and Escambia County. We only do Escambia County. We do not service Baldwin County. That's in Alabama.
All right. I sure can have our team update this one for you. Now, if you can let me know which part of the page it says that address?
Availability. It says that under flexible availability.
Is this on the homepage?
Yes.
All right, let me just check on the website here. All right, so I was able to find it. Now, to confirm, it says Count and Cox Handyman in Baldwin and Escambia County. May I know which, what this needs to be updated to?
Yeah. Okay, it needs to only say Escambia County. And
it should only be
County.
Escambia.
Yes. Baldwin County is in Alabama.
All right, so we'll be removing Baldwin and have it updated to Escambia County and surrounding areas.
Yes. That's custom sunrooms finally calling you back.
Hold on.
So we got all of that, ma'am. Is that that's about all I've got? And we know we got to be at the property doing the video for Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. Did you send us the link to call the people?
I'm sorry. That's the link to the Google Live video verification, right?
Yes. You sent
okay.
that to me?
Let me go ahead and resend that really quick. So you should be able to receive this in the next minute or two.
All right. And that's about it. If we can get that straight, I'm all right. I'm all right. We'll just keep making payments. We can get that straight fast. I don't mind making this month's payment. But we've been dragging, and I think that should
mm-hmm.
be deferred. If we're going to keep dragging, let's drag the payments, and maybe, I mean, that's how the people do me. If I'm dragging on a job, my pay gets slower. Maybe that'll help somebody. But so, in other words, I have to earn this to pay. So I like to see us doing some progress. I've already talked to you. You've got the notes. Now we'll just thank you for what you've done already today, ma'am. Look like you've made a little progress so we can do a live verification on Nathaniel. And
mm-hmm.
anything that we've asked to change on Cox would be good and whatnot. They're getting ready to verify Cox in about 3 days, three or
awesome.
4 days, and then I can get Google Ads and we can get both those business rolling. So take care of everything that I talked about, and I'll be happy as a pig in mud, okay?
All right, and I'll definitely check with your request about the payment, and then I sure will get back with you on that.
If y'all can get it straight quick, in other words, if I got to wait 2 and 3 more weeks, you need to even put a question mark. Question mark should be, what is Mr. Cox saying? So a lot of people are pimp people out of their money. That ain't what I'm trying to do, ma'am. I want y'all to get straight paper.
I'm sorry, the line cut off. Hello? Are you still on the line?
I apologize,
the line
people.
Cut off.
I don't want to be paying people for dragging. If y'all can get this took care in a timely manner, and it ain't 2 or 3 weeks, then guess what? And really changed, let's get your payment in. Don't worry about that if y'all think you can do it in that time. Other than that, if we got to drag into a whole month, huh?
The payment comes next.
We'll find out. If we got to we got to drag Dennis, then we definitely need some time. Because it's not going the way that other one went at all. So you make your choice. If you want to put that in, because you know it's going to take, you about know how long it's going to take, say it take a couple of weeks, then we need a payment deferral to try to, not deferral, but removed. But if for some reason it can be done in a timely manner, pretty quick, without rushing, then we're fine. All right?
All right.
So I leave that on. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm so sorry to cut you off. But, yes, I'll definitely check in regards to the payment. And if I may ask, Bruce, do you still want to speak with a manager?
If you're taking care of what I need and it's getting right, I don't give a darn to talk to a manager.
All right.
But if I'm talking to people and stuff saying the same, then I need to talk to a manager. I only need to talk to a manager if I'm not getting through to nobody. If you got me a video set up for Cox, that's what I would expect the manager to do. And y'all, I've already, for Nathan, excuse me, let me retract that. Y'all got a video set up for Nathan tomorrow, right? Is it Nathaniel?
Right, it's for Nathaniel Handyman, and live video verification should be available anytime, as long as you go ahead to your Google Business profile and click on Verify Now.
We can go to the Google Business profile.
Uh-oh. How do we get in if they got us locked out to do this?
Let me go ahead and check really quick here, okay? You should have manager access to it, but let me confirm really quick, okay?
We did, but they locked, they froze the,
mm-hmm.
not the website, but they froze that access. That's what we were talking about.
Let me see here.
Jasmine know how to do it. She just did Cox like that last week, and they'll actually seem to be accepting what we did. And so that, I believe that's going to roll.
Actually, looking
sure,
here, you still have manager access to the Nathaniel Handyman services. Manager access was granted to BruceCox2017@gmail.com. So you should be able to get into it if you log in.
When was it redone? Because they had stopped blocked it.
It was actually never removed.
Well, why we can't get in the account then? Okay.
Did you try to look it up through Google?
No, we went straight to the Google account. You're saying the same thing.
And when you went,
I'll have to check that.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just trying to ask if you logged into your BruceCox2017@gmail.com account and check on the Google Business profile from there. Because sometimes it would, it would actually matter to which Gmail or Google account you're logged into. But as long as you're logged in, go ahead.
She went in to get the baby. If you could wait just a second and keep talking,
okay.
She should be right out. She's getting it from daycare. And she could check that now, couldn't she? Not do the verification because we ain't at the property, but just to be able to get in, shouldn't she be able to do that now? And maybe you can tell her something she didn't do.
All right.
Know how to do it. She's been doing it for a while, but it changed after that was done. So they have froze it where you couldn't get access, not to the website. We can get access to the website.
Uh-huh.
But that account seemed like Google had froze it. Now, with all that said, I would think even in Google they would know. We can't verify nothing if we can't get in the account to send the video. So just give us a real quick second. Let me go in there and take the baby from her and get her to take this form and get it, because we've been had you up here a long time.
No worries. That's fine.
Let me get her on this.
Uh-oh. Dan, can you get you? Uh-oh. You know who's going to have
kept just telling her no about getting her clothes on.
You got to put them on.
Put your clothes on, baby.
See?
Go ahead on and go outside and see if you can get in that account with her. I'll stay in here and take it so.
It can be gotten into. Hello?
Hi, yes.
Hello?
Hi, yes.
Yes, what are we supposed to be doing?
All right, so in regards to the Google business profile for Nathaniel Handyman Services, just want to check and confirm if you're able to access the Google business profile for Nathaniel Handyman.
How do I access it?
If you can go to or log into your Google account, which is brucecox2017@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know once you're already logged into it.
I'm logged in.
All right. And then, let's see, are you on Google or are you probably on Gmail?
On Gmail.
All right. Now, there should be nine dots or nine cubes. At the top
no,
right
corner.
No, it's
not on there. It's not on there.
And I'm sorry, you're accessing
Google?
It on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you
open the business account? All right, Nathaniel Handyman Services.
Are you on the Google business profile now?
It says suspend it or get verification. There's two of them.
All right. It should be the one that says get verification.
Okay. So I would just click on that.
Right. Is it possible for you to click on it? Yeah.
If I click on it now, it's going to request to me to be verified. We did that before. And if I do it and cancel it, it's going to lock me out.
All right. Not a problem. So, yes, whenever you're ready for tomorrow to start the verification process with a live Google representative, then you can go ahead and click on it. Or should you wish for our assistance in regarding to having that started, I can also schedule a call with you.
Oh, that would be perfect.
All right, yes. What time would you be available tomorrow then?
What time would be available for them to do a call with us before we do it?
Who's doing a call?
Flash.
We can be there. They don't get in the office. If we be there at 9:30, do we need to push it to 10?
Can you guys be there at 8 to give us a call?
They ain't going there. You know,
they've called us that time. Or 9?
9 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me check here. Yeah, I sure can call you back tomorrow at 9 a.m., so that I can help you with starting the live video verification.
All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
And
once
your
again,
name?
Stephanie.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Stephanie.
You're very much welcome. And once again, I'm still checking in regards to the upcoming billing, and I'll definitely get back to you as soon as I get an update on that.
Okay.
All right. Will there probably be anything else that I can assist you with today? Any other questions, maybe?
So y'all got it straight what we got to do in tomorrow morning?
Yeah, so we'll be starting the live video Hello, can you hear me?
I had took my speaker off, so say it again one more time. You're starting the live verification? Go ahead.
So, yes, I will be calling you tomorrow at 9 a.m. so that we can start the live video verification with a Google representative.
That's good. That's good. That's where you help us out. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yay. Now, that's all right.
And
all right,
just
so,
a quick recap. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. You can talk.
Oh, okay. I was just, I just wanted to do a quick recap just to make sure we got everything covered. To confirm, once again, we'll be putting a note on the account that Cox Handyman is currently being verified as you already did the verification with Google, and only Nathaniel Handyman needs verification right now. And then for MapQuest, our team will be sending an email to support in regards to the two profiles that we see, as well as in regards to getting these removed, and we'll definitely check with it support through email in regards to what we can do about that. Now, for the Yelp page, we will work on claiming it and then having it deleted. And lastly, for the website, for Cox Handyman, under flexible availability, we'll be removing Baldwin and update it to Escambia County and surrounding areas. Also, I'll be calling you tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the live video verification. Please let me know if I have missed something.
You ain't. I don't hear nothing you missed. Now, I might admit, did we miss you missing anything? My wife said no, you didn't miss anything. So that's what we were talking about from the jump. That's all we need. Right there. So we'll talk to you in the morning. We'll be sitting there at 9 on the property ready to roll, okay?
Wonderful, yes. I'll definitely call
now,
you back.
Now, is your 9, our 9, let's get it straight. Now, we are in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the time that's on Washington, D.C. time or Central? So what time is it in California where y'all are at 9 hour time? Because we're going to miss each other.
Oh, just to confirm,
what
you're
time?
In
Alabama,
right?
Hey, we got 152, right? I'm sorry, you speaking?
I apologize. You're currently in Alabama, is that correct?
Yes. We're 152
okay.
Right now, our time. What time is you got?
Uh-huh. So, actually, it's currently 11 a.m., 11:52 a.m. in our end. And, yes, I sure can call you back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Alabama time. That should be 7 a.m. Pacific time.
It's 7 a.m.
Okay.
That is 7 a.m. our time.
Is Google going to be able to respond to us that early?
We should be able to get a Google representative, yes. They're actually on a follow at Eastern Standard Time. So, yes, they should be available at 9.
Okay. So, 9 hour time, so we'll be on the same page because we'll be messing up if it's a different time. So you got that. You might want to put a little note down. I know you won't forget it, okay? All right,
definitely.
9 hour time. All right, we're on different time zones. All right, so what we'll do is we'll talk with you. We'll be ready for you to call in the morning at 9. Thanks. All right, bye.
All right, thank you so much for both your time. You have a good one.
You too.
It should be available. Yeesh.